seem to be long-range shots for our offense.
Yeah, the first was just we did a great job of keeping the perimeter. It was a lot of shots. It looked like it was Winnipeg outplaying us, but I thought we outplayed them in the first. It was just that's the way shots sometimes go. But I thought we played great all game.
As things got a little more frantic in the third with all the PKs, were you getting the support? I guess what were you seeing at that point? Because that's a different variety of chances than you were getting earlier.
Yeah, that's what happens on a PK, obviously, but. I think the main difference tonight, why we didn't get scored on the PK, was how hard we battled in front of the net and the block shots and getting shooting lanes and whatnot. You could see it was might not have been coming easy to us the whole time, but you could see guys weren't giving up on any puck. So that's a huge positive to see, and we'll definitely have to keep that going forward.
It looked like right from early in the game you were seeing pucks and not giving any rebounds either.
Yeah, that was. I just tried to relax, and I've always seen the puck well in this rink. I don't know why, going back to the AHL. So I was confident coming in that it was going to be a better game. I was going to be able to battle for some shots, and our team played a great game in front of me. So luckily we got the win.
Really important rebound game for you guys after Wednesday night, but also from the standpoint of just keeping Winnipeg within sight at the top of the division.
Yeah, I mean... obviously, Philly wasn't the game we wanted to play, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't you could look at some of the goals. It was just crazy bounces. It didn't go our way, and today they went our way. And you can see usually that happens when you work hard. So that was our goal, was to work as hard as we can, stick to the system, and like you said, keep in this playoff race.
Brayden, you've talked a lot about the process of everything and the comparisons to Hershey. Do you see it becoming automatic in front of you?
Yeah, I mean that first period was as evident as it gets. I think throughout the year, at least, that's the way the system's supposed to be played. I mean, there might be some high shot totals. That's what we saw in Hershey, but a lot of perimeter stuff. And that's because it frustrates other teams when they can't get into the house area in the slot. And you could see it was just frustrating, and that's what led to their second period, that they started turning the puck over, and we kind of dominated.
How useful was it for you guys to be able to play almost 40 minutes at even strength there from early in the first to late in the second to get everybody involved?
Yeah, I mean, if in any circumstance, if you don't take a penalty for the first two periods, you're usually going to be in a pretty good spot coming into the third. So that's no matter how good you're playing, because that's a big part of the game is discipline. I mean, it was good to see we had it for the first two periods.
Thanks.